U.S. lawmakers have once again pursued a resolution that seeks ending Washington's support for the Saudi war in Yemen.
When Yemenis see "Made in USA" on the bombs that are killing them, it tells them that the United States of America is responsible for this war. This is not a message the United States should be sending to the world. The United States should not be supporting a catastrophic war led by a despotic Saudi regime with a dangerous and irresponsible military policy.
Republican and Democrat lawmakers expect the Congress will pass the resolution. The resolution would be a rebuke of President Donald Trump amid anger at Saudi Arabia over civilian deaths in Yemen and also the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. Trump could be forced to issue the first veto of his presidency in order to continue supporting the Saudi-led coalition. The U.S. has supported the Saudi-led war against Yemen. Political analyst Lawrence Davidson says if the U.S. cuts ties with Saudi Arabia, it will face economic problems.
This is an economic issue. the defense industries, so-called, actually they're as much offense as defense, but the defense industries in this country employ an enormous number of people. And they sell billions and billions of dollars to the Saudis, who then turn around and take some of that billions and invest it back here in the United States. So the intricacies, the economic intricacies that tie the U.S. economy to Saudi investments and Saudi purchases are really very complicated and very vast. And if, for instance, the Saudis, if you started to embargo the Saudis, if you started to sanction them, you would have to prevent them from withdrawing their accounts and their money, and there would be no more of Saudi money coming back in. This could have serious economic complications for the United States, and I'm sure Mr. Trump doesn't want that kind of thing happening under his watch.